Welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we are without a doubt global today. Not only do we stream live on the internet at newspress.com and richarddugan.com, but we also are going to be going halfway. I think it's halfway around the world. We'll find out. I'll have to do a Google search or something. All the way to England to our guests, Barry and John Chapman. They'll be taking your phone calls today at 866-564-1290. Or if you're along the Central Coast in the 805 area, 805-564-1290. 866-564-1290 or 805-564-1290. We hope you will call us and talk to Barry and John today. This is their third appearance. But I want to start out by talking a little bit about what's going on these days. I'm receiving some very interesting, not only emails, but also book preview books in the mail as far as what is going on and what people are dealing with and so forth. And it is rather extraordinary. And I struggle sometimes with, you wouldn't think, because well, if the universe is the one that makes all the decisions, but nonetheless, I and my ego struggle with whether or not to have a particular guest on because of the point of the perspective. It's not a question of not wanting to present the perspective because of the person. It's because of the perspective. And a lot of times they're so negative. We like to try to keep the energy up and moving forward, if you will, rather than dragging everybody down and depressing people. You know, you can tune to another station or the news for that. We don't want to depress you. We want to incite and enlighten and encourage and inspire and uplift you to greater works than you ever thought you were possibly able to create. So it's a real fascinating sifting, or the most popular word today is vetting process. Vetting. Interesting. I'll have to look up the etymology of that. Nonetheless, it's great fun. And speaking of words and etymology, someone who I didn't know very well personally or even professionally. However, I had the great privilege of producing back in 1981 one of his plays. And I also this past week had an opportunity to go listen to some of his videos of Norman Corwin, the great poet, playwright, incredible individual. And I had the distinct privilege of producing the radio theater Moat Farm Murder by Norman Corwin. And then I began to listen to some of these interviews that were conducted by a broadcaster, a journalist by the name of Dennis Daly. They talked about, and Norman Corwin was exceedingly interested in the words that we use, and was very concerned about the dumbing down of the population, to the extent that he was saddened by the fact that we don't teach the etymology of words in school today. And one word in particular was day-see. That word, I honestly don't recall where it came from, but the etymology was that the flower, the daisy, looked like the sun. So day, sunrise, you could see that. And so the flower took on that name, but then we shifted it around. If you don't know the etymology, you don't know the history, and that's very important to all of us. We need to kind of look into that. My guests, John and Barry Chapman, are calling us all the way from England, and it is a great joy to have you both back on the program. Thank you for staying up so late.
It's not that late. It's not too bad. It's only 11 o'clock.
It's only 11. Now, we are going to go to one of our callers here in just a moment, but I want to remind our listeners that you can call toll-free 866-564-1290, or here on the Central Coast of California, you can call 805-564-1290, and we encourage you to do so. So what we're going to do right now is I am going to put on the line, and I'm doing all of this myself, folks. I do not have somebody running my board. Cindy, is that right?
Yes, and you're doing a very good job.
And where are you calling from, Cindy?
I'm calling from Michigan.
Michigan. All right, wonderful. Well, go ahead. You are on with John and Barry.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, John and Barry. How are you?
We're very well, thank you. And we do miss Michigan as well.
Well, thank you. I was wondering if you would ask my brother David about areas in my life that, like my job, and if I'll be getting a job, and whether or not, about my relationship with my husband and marriage.
The connection I'm getting at the moment is like a very urgent connection. So in other words, I want to rush in and say something.
Okay.
And the whole thing is, when it comes to the work with you, it's not a matter of just having a job. I'm being told by your brother that what you're needing is to create a situation. So in other words, not necessarily just working for somebody else, but creating a situation, making a job, making it function from that point onwards. Because you need to be more in control of the work area. Also, it needs to be a job that keeps you, I would say, smiling or laughing or jolly. There's been too much sort of down negative energies with you. Do you understand?
Oh, I sure do, honey.
Okay, so it's got to be something that, you know, you're involved with and you feel like you're not just helpful, but you're happy. And from what they're telling me here from Spirit, they're saying the job is a thing that you must create. However, this cannot happen until now after the Christmas period. So I'm looking at January, February for this to actually formulate. Your tears will never be completely over, but they will be under control. So you'll be able to sort of reconcile situations.
Okay, so you said my tears or my fears?
Tears.
Tears, crying.
I think crying.
Okay.
So it'll be a thing that won't be completely over, but you'll be able to reconcile with it and deal with it. And as you look at the changes in your life going forward, you literally have nothing to worry about. So I won't worry about taking chances or gambling. I want you to go forward from what I'm being told here to simply create things, create a new work situation, look at the changes in your personal life, because all of it in front of you is nothing but enjoyment. And you should have no worry about going forward. Worry more about standing still or falling backwards. Do you understand?
I do, I do.
And you've had enough slaps in the face. So the energy, in other words, the upsets and all the terrible things, you've had enough of that, and you're now ready to live. And they're telling me that's what you're going to do. You're going to have fun, you're going to live, money will sort itself out, things will start going forward, but I have to tell you this, you will not be staying in Michigan.
Okay.
That I'm being told, but that's not instantly. That'll be a little bit more in the future. So you've got a lot to look forward to. And will you understand that you're not alone? This is what I've got to tell you. You're being watched over, you're being taken care of, and you're well-loved from the spirit world. And I've got sorrow coming when you connect with your brother. He's sorry. He's so sorry that the fact is he's not here to help you the way that we'd like it physically. But don't worry, everything with all of them is being done from the other side, and they're here to tell you it will all be okay.
Come, I love him.
He hears you. Talk to him anytime. He hears you. He's happy. That's the main thing.
Yep. Thank you so much, John and Barry.
Well,
thank you for calling, Cindy.
You're welcome.
Take care.
God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. And that's how easy it is. Give us a call at 805-564-1290 as lines free up, or 866-564-1290. We're going to move on to Sherry.
Yes. Hi, Barry and John.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
I just wanted to say thank you for so many years. About 18 years I've been using your help spiritually as a medium, and you're by far the best.
Oh, bless you. That's
and I adore your Christmas music.
We're going to be featuring some of that a little bit later on in the program as well.
Yeah, the lollipops and candy canes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
The only question I have there, Barry, is I wanted to ask from Grandma, who recently crossed over.
Yes. She's so
happy. She sees me going to Las Vegas in Europe in the near future.
Sherry, she is so happy. I've got this wonderful energy coming from her. She cannot believe that she's young again.
Yes.
And she cannot believe she's got all the energy back that she had lost.
Good.
She is very proud of you, and she wants you to know that she will be helping you get to certain points in your life as you start reaching your goal. She's also making it very clear she was ready to go. Do you understand?
Yes, I knew she was.
She had no fear in going, and she's completely reunited with the ones that she loves.
Yes.
And she's smiling because she says to tell you, you do not have to be with people that you didn't get along with on the earth plane.
Yes.
But she said she's so happy. She said it wouldn't matter what anybody would offer her, she does not want to come back to the earth plane.
I don't blame her.
And she thanks you for all that you tried to do, even though you felt you couldn't do what you felt was needed to be done. Do you understand?
Yes.
So she's saying here very clearly, thank you for everything. And she says, you know, we will meet again. And not only that, she said, I will attend my own funeral. I will come and visit you. I will check on the family. I'm never going to be that far away. But she's having fun.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Well, very good, Sherry. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you for calling, and hope you'll keep listening.
Yep, thank you.
Sherry, thank you.
Bye.
And this is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. I'm here with John and Barry Chapman from England. I keep wanting to say, are you in London?
We're in Essex, on the Essex coast.
Okay. And
yes.
And they're coming to us, and I'm curious, it's 11 o'clock there, or a little after 11 p.m. Your time.
That's correct.
I have to say that I do watch quite regularly the, because I have them bookmarked, the weather for Ireland in particular, but England is about the same.
Yes.
And I envy you the cool weather. I know that there are a lot of people that they don't want the snow, the rain, and the sleet, and the wind. They want sunny skies. It's like, well, then move to Florida.
like Spain, yeah.
Or Spain. Have yourself a good time. But it's great to have you on the program. Now, we are going to feature in the second half of our program a couple of your songs. They're new Christmas songs, and I have had a chance to listen to them, and quite enjoyable, I must say. I really enjoyed listening to them, and let's see if I can. I'm not going to play them now. What I'm looking for is, here we go. Making Christmas Hours is the title of one. The other one is Lollipops and Candy Canes, and is the album Welcome to Christmas.
That's right.
Okay. So that's what we'll be taking a listen to, a little snippets of that in the second half hour as we continue talking here. Now, how long? Now, obviously, Sherry says that she has been consulting you for 18 years. So it's got to be 18 plus years that the two of you have been doing this.
You're joking. I'm 55 now, and I've been working as a medium since I was 19.
Okay. I'm not even going to bother doing the math. It's a long time. Just not going to do it. But it sounds to me like you both have a great time doing it. Now, John, you use a different modality. That's the word I want. You use a different modality than Barry does, right?
Yes. I use the tarot cards.
And you have, online, you have an availability for people to sort of experience that, right?
Yeah, just go to the website. It's our joint website, which is barryleemedium.com. And if you go to it, it's headed up, your daily tarot, I think it is, and just go in there, click on one of the little icons, and it will give you a short mini tarot reading for the day. I like to describe it as a bit of fun, something like the horoscope in the paper, but I am told by people who've used it, it does work.
I know I have been carrying around, I don't use them on a regular basis, but I have been carrying around a set of cards in my briefcase for probably 15 or 20 years. And every once in a while, I'll just reach into the little pouch and I'll pull out a card. And I usually, early on, I would go to the little booklet for the meaning, and then there's the main meaning, and then there's the reverse meaning. If let's say you pull it out upside down, do you utilize the cards in that fashion as far as their actual position, say on the table, or does that really, from your perspective, does that really make any difference?
No, it doesn't make any difference. I just go on what the cards say to me, and I always say to people when they ask me how do I read the cards? Can you tell me how I should read the cards? I say, look at the card, look at the picture, and go on what that card is saying to you.
Okay. And, of course, Barry, you are primarily using your intuition to tap in. Now, do you get messages that you have maybe put down and you're in the process maybe of creating a book? Do you get messages from maybe notables or not so notable as entities or spirits or guides in that regard?
No, nobody that I know that's notable, no. my own spirit guides, yes, or people's loved ones, yes, but I've never had, you know, somebody come through like Marie Antoinette. I've never had anything like that happen to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm quite you know, common. I'm not posh when guides come through. I'm down to earth, you know.
Absolutely. Well, and that's a good thing. I think that it
I'm
can...
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes, go ahead.
But you did have somebody, Barry.
I did.
Do you remember we were doing that interview to that lady from England when we were down in Spain with Morris? And he phoned you at home and he said, I've got somebody really special on. And you had a message from somebody.
Oh, yeah, I remember it now.
And it didn't make any sense to us at the time, but it turned out that her husband, who is apparently very well known in the circles that he's in, used to work with Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Uh-huh.
And I just had this message from out of the blue. I remember that, but yeah. The message was correct.
Yeah, the message was correct, but we had no idea who it was.
No.
And I know that a lot of people also, they will also dabble in, if you will, or dive headlong into the whole concept of reincarnation.
Yes.
And I often I've often wondered if that makes any difference. What if a given soul that somebody's been communicating for so long has already reincarnated? I mean, you can't really carry on that kind of connection in that sense, can you?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, if that soul has been whoever, it could be Lady Di, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
If they're actually reincarnated, of course you won't have a connection because she's back here on Earth in that case.
Right, right. Now, we are all very familiar with, and I'm sure that you have been dealing with the subject matter surrounding, pardon me, 2012 and the Mayan calendar and the predictions and, of course, all of the fervor, at least on a physical level, my observations are, and they're sort of borne out by many others, that this is going to, on a physical level, this is going to wind up like Y2K. Nothing's going to happen on a physical level, that it's
That's
all
correct.
On a spiritual level, emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It's all internal.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the chaos and the, you might say the challenge is going to take place. Is that your feeling as well?
Absolutely, because if you remember on our last show, I gave you a load of predictions from Spirit about more tsunamis and more eruptions going on and the stock market crashing. Do you remember?
Yes.
I gave you this.
Absolutely.
Well, this is all part of the major changes on the Earth that are going on. So these are going on all the time. Anything in 2012, it's just a carrying on of this, bits and pieces going on, spiritual changes. There's a retuning of vibration on the Earth plane, and that will that's taking place now, but it will go through more next year. And people will be changing attitudes and health will change because some bodies are going to be under strain from the energies coming in. But it's nothing to be frightened of.
I think that's the biggest concern that I have. I remember back in May mm-hmm. when a specific Christian minister here in the States made the prediction that the rapture was going to take place on May 21st. Of course, that was then modified to say, well, between May 21st mm-hmm. and October, I mm-hmm. can't remember the date. And I believe we've gone past that.
Yeah.
So either...
Well, when I heard about this, I actually said to John, there more likely be a rupture than a rapture. And nothing happened. It's not going to be like that.
Yeah. Well, and so I know that these kinds of things are talked about incessantly. And, of course, once we get past December 21st, 2012, my prediction is there's going to be something to take its place.
Always.
Always.
Well, we had 1999, didn't we? Then 2000 and whatever, now it's 2012. There's always something just around the corner.
That is true. And, of course, I've even asked the question of astrologers and people who follow the stars and the movement of the planets. because they're constantly in motion and so forth, it's altering the energy fields and so forth. And mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, Beth McDonald will be coming up shortly to sort of share her insights as she sees it. But I even asked the question, if there were two comets that were hurtling through the universe, both of them have their own energetic fields and their magnetism and so forth. One of them we know about. The other one we don't. But both of them have those magnetic fields that are going to have some impact on us.
Yeah.
The only one that we can look at and speculate about is the one that we know about.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one is going to impact us too, but we don't know about it. So it's like it's going to affect us regardless. Can you?
Yes, it's going to affect, but it's not going to be the great disaster that everybody's getting dramatic over.
Okay.
Right, because everybody's getting this thing about this, you know, the end of the world as we know it, and things are going to be changing. It will affect things in different ways, like you're going to get the radio waves will be affected, electric will, transmissions will be affected because of the energy field around it. So you can get disruptions from things.
Yeah, well,
but it's not going to be dramatic.
Right. Well,
you're going to get earthquakes, you're going to get tsunamis, because, again, it's a gravitational field, but nothing that we're not used to.
Exactly. Well, gentlemen, we're going to... Go ahead, John.
I always say to people, look at it this way. If you buy a five-year diary, does it mean the world's going to end at the end of the 5 years? No, it doesn't. That's how long the diary was printed for. Some people do it for a year, some people do it for five. Some people just did it for 5,000, but it has to eventually come to an end sometime because they run out of paper to print it on.
Well, my wife has a wonderful little scenario that she talked about. She says her speculation is that the individual who was carving out the Mayan calendar at the end of the 25,000-year cycle said, I'm tired. I'm done. I've had enough.
Yeah.
And just walked away from it. So
he ran out of rock.
I like that. All right. Well, Barry and John, we're going to be continuing on the program here with you, our listeners' calls at 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290. And we are streaming live on the internet at richarddugan.com and newspress.com. And we encourage you to stay with us. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Don't go away.
The Chari Center of Health with Deepak and Rupa Chari bring you this health tip.
Today's Chari Center of Health quick tip is for heart health. One of the risk factors for high blood pressure is excess salt consumption. Sodium attracts and holds water, and your blood volume increases. Increased blood volume makes your heart work harder, since it has to move more blood through your blood vessels, and that increases pressure in your arteries. Consider that just one teaspoon of table salt has 2,325 milligrams of sodium. We get 77% of our sodium from processed and prepared foods. Lots of sodium is found in sodas, alcohol, including beer and wine, deli meats, soups, and most boxed items on grocery shelves, including breads, cereals, and condiments. One tablespoon of soy sauce has about 1,000 milligrams of sodium. Salt is basically a combination of sodium and chloride, used for preservation and enhancing taste. On average, Americans eat about 3,600 milligrams of sodium a day, about double the goal for many people.
So how much sodium do you need? According to the 2005 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, don't exceed 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day if you are a healthy adult. Don't exceed 1,500 milligrams of sodium a day if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, kidney disease, are African American, or are above 50 years old. So what type of salt is good for you? Salt can be found in three forms: unrefined salt, refined salt, and iodized salt. Both refined and iodized salt are not good for your health since they are heavily processed and treated with various chemicals. So avoid products with more than 200 milligrams of sodium per serving and buy unrefined sea salt. Limited amounts of sea salt is the best form of salt to use for both cooking and table salt. And finally, check the nutrition facts label of the sodium content on the foods and beverages that you buy.
Take your health to the next level for the new year. Go to charicenter.com. That's charicenter.com. Or call 805-963-1111. That's 805-963-1111.
This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thank you so much for joining us here as we take your phone calls with John and Barry. Barry and John Chapman in Essex on the west coast of England. And the number is 866-564-1290 or 805-564-1290 if you're here in the States. Whether you're listening to us live streaming at richarddugan.com or newspress.com, we encourage you to give us a call right now. Our AAA editor, Beth McDonald. It wasn't that I forgot your name. It was like, okay, let's see. Where are we going to take this? It's been a wild half hour. I can only imagine what the next half hour is going to be like.
Awesome.
So tell us, what's our focus?
Well, your focus is your awakening. This is the week of awakening. Everything's moving into Scorpio. Scorpio rules transformation. It rules depth. It rules the death, life, death, and rebirth cycles and circles of life. And we're really coming up to the big Scorpio holidays. We have this five-day kind of window at the end of the month and the beginning of November, where we have Samhain, Halloween, depending on how you pronounce it or what you believe. There's All Saints Day, there's All Souls Day, and then there's the Day of the Dead. And so it's really the great astrological, I think, hinge. It's the end of one cycle and the beginning of another. It's the end of the harvest season. So it's a time of great opportunity.
Yeah, and it's because it's the end of the harvest season, it is essential. And again, this is a metaphor.
Yes.
For you to continue to gather up the nuts and store them in the tree. Because winter is coming, and
right.
This is just one of the cycles. Don't get fearful here. It's
right.
Just
no,
one
it's
of the cycles.
Yeah.
And that's what we do as we go to harvest. We gather up all of the wheat and the grain and the nuts and the fruits and the vegetables, and we store them away, and we're ready for the wintertime.
Right. It's also very much a period of assessment. As you store these things away, you get great clarity about what went well and what was easy and what did we grow a lot of this year, what did we gain a lot of this year, and then that informs where we need to put our focus and what we want to try and develop more of in the coming days and weeks where we have opportunity, certainly for the next year, the next cycle.
And what about also that introspection in terms of and again, I'm using this as a metaphor, rotating your crops, as it were. You just grew
exactly.
A field of potatoes this past year.
Right.
Now, next year, what do we want to grow? Because we're going to have an abundance of potatoes in store.
Right.
And so forth. So what are we going to grow this year? And again, that kind of goes along with what you're saying.
Right. And it's highly, highly personal. I usually recommend that people start making the rough drafts of their New Year's goals and resolutions now, because you get a very clear glimpse of what you're really proud of, what you did well this last year, and what you did not so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a lot of people, there's a huge emphasis on money and career. For others, there's a big emphasis on health. It's very different for different people.
I have to wonder if, before we wrap up here, listening to one's intuition, still small voice, and following the promptings wouldn't basically take care of all of that. If we just did that, ask the question, okay, what do I do today as far as my finances are concerned? Listen and follow through.
Listen to the voice.
Yeah, and then follow through.
For most people, the intuition, it's not hard to get the information.
Yeah.
It's harder to use the information
that
we get
into
and
motion,
put it into play and stay committed to it.
Yeah, there you go. And people can do more of that through you at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com,
yes.
963-0842.
Yep.
And we will talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Beth. And this is Tell Me Your Story. Stay right where you are.
Do you have trouble remembering names? Do you want to improve your memory? The Vista Del Monte Fitness and Aquatic Center is excited to announce our newest program, Brain Fitness. This class offers dozens of socially engaging and challenging activities. Hi, I'm Peggy Buchanan, the Director of Fitness and Aquatics at Vista Del Monte, inviting you to give us a call. We offer fitness classes for your body, and our newest program focuses on your brain, with exercises designed to improve both concentration and memory. Sign up today for 6 months, and we'll waive the joining fee. Enjoy unlimited use of our indoor warm water pool, state-of-the-art strength training equipment, and cutting-edge instructor-led classes like the latest dance class hit, Zumba. So if you're interested in keeping your brain sharp and your body strong, join today and save $100. Call 879-5556. That's 879-5556. And we hope to see you soon.
Remember the stories your family used to tell?
July got married, 1913, when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Well, close.
Yes, very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804.
That's the greatest thing that I ever heard.
Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.
And understand this, our phone number is 805-564-1290, or if you're listening live on the internet at richarddugan.com or newspress.com, it's 866-564-1290, and if you're calling in, please hold on. John and Barry are on the line calling us from Essex, England, and we're going to go to one of our callers, John and Barry, who is calling us from here in Santa Barbara. Amrita's on the line.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to thank the two of you for joining Richard on his show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure listening to you the last two times and now this time.
Oh, I love it.
And I just have a general question. I just want to know how the next 6 months are going to go and anything pop out, and I will hang up so I can listen on the radio.
Okay, we'll do it like that. Fine. Okay. Right. So the lady that just called, and I'm linking here just at the moment with actually her grandfather in the spirit world coming in from father's side of the family. And the next 6 months for you is going to be a time of great change, but it's good change. So you've got to be ready for a little bit of what I call here a wild ride. And part of it's going to be changes definitely in the direction to do with your working part of your life. But it's improvements. It isn't anything bad. It's a time where you've got to sort of take, I'd say, chances, taking gambles, and willing to do things that you've not quite done before. So that's going to be quite interesting, quite invigorating for you. So it's a great energy time. They also make it clear, lots of improvements to do with the emotional side of your life. So I'm getting a lot more laughter going on there and feeling more settled in your heart. And as I'm looking at that as well, a much more healthier time because of the personal life and because of the work, you're going to be much more healthier, more full of energy than what you have been for some time. It's going to be a spiritual developing time. So you're going to start finding different things will start happening that haven't quite happened before, and that is to really be embraced. So you'll start getting glimpses of spirit, smells or odors, even shadows or feelings, but they're all good. They make you tingle all over. So the instinct from the spiritual side of you is going to be really picking up. A great time to look forward to, and should we just say, the guides are saying here, and so the grandfather's also knocking on here, he keeps saying to me, should we just say, with the permission of your guides, it's going to be a time that's going to be much more secure than what you've known for a long time. He sends a great deal of warmth to you, and he's saying, we're all watching you, and he says he wants to see you dance again and laugh again, because that's what it's going to be bringing, a really beautiful time, so enjoy.
That sounds wonderful. All right, we're going to go to our next caller, and it is, let me punch the button here, Shirley in Michigan.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
I'm calling to see if Spirit has any message for me tonight.
I've got a very strong message, a double message. I have a message from your mother, and as she comes in, she wants to apologize. I'm not saying it's her fault, but she wants to apologize for the mess that has been left behind on the airplane after her final departure. She seems to be very, I wouldn't say upset, but perturbed over situations in the family where siblings have had problems sorting things out. And she wants you to know that she doesn't like the idea of greed that's been going on. But it's not you, it's somebody else. Greed. And she says you have to understand that things will start sorting themselves out as time goes on through natural karma. I've also got a lovely link with your father. Very, very powerful. Strapping man, very strong, because obviously going back to spirit, we actually get rejuvenated. The two of them are together. And your father's saying he is so proud, not just of you, that goes without saying, but he's saying here of the grandchildren. And he says, yes, they take turns that we don't expect, like you wouldn't expect, but he says he's proud because they're facing up to their karma, not always knowing that they're actually doing it, but as souls, they're going through the karma area. And he says, the one to really watch out for that's going to do very well, he says, is the middle child. And they say, the guides as well as your parents here, they say that that one's going to take a turn that's going to make life quite impressive towards you. With your health, your parents are banding together here and they're saying, it is a thing where it's a delicate balance all the time. But it seems to be we're going from treatment to treatment to extremes and extremes either side. And they say at the end of the day, not that, of course, I'm a doctor, I can't pass this on officially to you. At the end of the day, we should put our bodies in a situation where it starts to heal itself without having all different things pumped into us. So they are saying very clearly for you, Shirley, they're saying that sometimes you have to set your body back to day one and let's see how it deals with things and picks up with things, because that's very important. They don't like the unhappiness that's been around, but they now believe that you're beginning to find yourself after all this time. And they're making it extremely clear you will be able to afford what you want, you will be able to afford retirement, and they say you will find that life for you, even though it's in the latter days of your life, life for you in the latter days will now start being better than what they have been for a long time. And basically it's a thing where you shouldn't worry about what others think or what others feel. It's what Shirley feels. And their love comes around. I've got a lovely cuddle from both of them coming in here. Really wonderful. And they're saying to you that they can't see any man on earth that deserves your love. And they're smiling when they say that. But they say, there's not a man on earth that deserves your love. But they say, in time, you will reconcile yourself to what you want to be and what you want to do. And I'm just getting like kisses coming from them. And just telling you, once again, they both love you. They're both okay. They're just sorry for the chaos left behind. But they say, at the end of the day, remember that cheaters never prosper, that God has a way of sorting things out, and when you get to spirit and you'll be there together, then you'll be able to iron out quite a few things. But please accept their love.
Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for calling.
And God bless.
That was helpful to you. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. And that's as easy as pie there. Call 866-564-1290. I don't know where that came from. Or outside the area, it's 866-564-1290 or 805-564-1290, and you can talk to Barry and John and get a reading from them here this afternoon. And if you've had one and it didn't quite coalesce in your soul or your mind or what have you, you can always go to richarddugan.com, download the interview after we upload it this afternoon after 4 o'clock local time, and listen to it again and again and again and again, and get more. Or where can they go on the web and get in contact with you either via email, or if they're here in the States, it's like calling England is a little expensive, even in this time, day and time.
Yeah, I know. We get free calls to America. It's unbelievable.
How do you do that?
Well, we have very cheap calling plans, and something like $3, we get free calls to about 40 different countries.
Wow. Fantastic. All right. Well, you can call them. I'm sure that would work out fine. Or they can contact you via email through what website?
JC?
The website is Barry Lee Medium. That's BarryLeeMedium.com.
Wonderful. BarryLeeMedium.com. Now, in addition to the work that you do, you also have other work that, and I'd have to say, as sort of a aspiring or practicing singer myself.
That's an insult. What a horrible thing to say, practicing. How dare you?
Well, no, not you. Not you, Barry. Me. I'm talking about me.
Right, you are, yeah.
All right. You.
I'm a singer-songwriter.
As part of your joy in life, it's creating music.
That's
and we're going to play a snippet of one of your Christmas songs.
Only one.
And this is Make Christmas Our Own. And we're going to...
Make Christmas Ours.
I beg your pardon.
Making
Christmas Ours.
Here we sit on Christmas Eve, going through old memories, dreaming of those years gone by, all the years to fly. But all of these are days gone by, all this left just far behind. So we have to live for now, making Christmas ours. All the holly hung so carefully, fairy lights on the Christmas tree, carolers singing merrily. This all makes a Christmas smile. The fire burning in the hearth, I see you walking up the path. Now you are back with me. Make this Christmas ours. Make it Christmas ours. Make it Christmas ours.
And there you go. And we've started, I think officially we have just started the Christmas season, and it's not even Halloween, guys. Here in the, I don't know about there in England, but here in the States, I know that I've seen Christmas displays in the in the stores already.
Oh, yes, it started here in August.
Oh, my God.
Harrods opened up their Christmas floor in August.
Wow. Okay, well, all right. We kicked it off in our own unique
Great.
Fashion, and now we're going to go to Patricia on the line. And, Patricia, you are on with Barry and John Chapman.
I am honored.
Why?
I'm honored to, that you guys are taking my call. And I'm very honored. And if you would give me a read for whatever comes up for you, I'll be very happy.
Okay, and remember, it's a privilege for me to do it.
Oh,
remember
bless
that.
You.
Okay, now, I just want you at this particular time, I'm getting a whole gathering of souls around you. It's very difficult when we've got limited time. But what they're saying is, it's important at this time that you don't rush anything in your life. So in other words, do everything bit by bit. Don't do too many things in one go. Because they want you to relax, and there seems to be a thing where your health needs just a little bit of attention. And they're making it very clear, nothing serious in their eyes, nothing that can't be put in control. But they do say, don't let things mount up, deal with things as they happen in the life, so it doesn't matter what goes on, deal with things then and there, and don't do too many things in one go. They also make it very clear that as you're going towards the Christmas season, but into the new year as well, it's going to get busy for you in the sense that for a change, once again, people are going to want you around. So the problem is it'll be invitations and everybody wanting to do different things, and you're going to feel that you're going to be pulled in many directions. What they're saying is from Spirit here, do what you want to do, not necessarily what you feel obliged to do. So it's going to be putting yourself first with that sort of thing. So just say, no, I'd rather go there. I'm sorry, but I can't go there. Don't do what you feel obliged to do. There's a lot of thanks coming from Spirit, because they do say to me, you haven't realized through the years how much spiritual work you have done. And I hope you're listening to that, because you've been wonderful with people. We don't have to be mediums to do spiritual work. We can just be good. And they say, though it's not always been as great and kind to you, what's come in return, you've stuck by things and you've helped in the best way that you could. And even though it's not all worked out, don't worry. You've been a seed planter, giving people the opportunity to do the right thing. And if they didn't, that's not your fault. You gave them an opportunity. The life around you now, going forward, will start to, as Spirit show here, slow down a little bit and ease up. This is why they're saying here, by dropping doing too many things in one go and dealing with them at the right time, life's going to be easier and more free. And they promise you two things. One, you're not going to know any loneliness as you go forward. And two, you're going to know a lot more security than what you ever expected. So these are great things as we grow in time, because we all get older. But I'm seeing the area there where you will be able to say, right, I've got security, everything is going well, and I'm going to be happy with it. It will just be these little niggles that come up in the health area that you simply have to take care of. But they say nothing serious. And I want you to know, both your parents are actually extremely proud of you. Both of them actually love you very deeply. And I want you to know that. And it seems to be a very important thing that message, the guides are telling me, that message needs to go over to you. I've also, for some reason, got a lot of animals in the spirit world gathering around you. It's like a menagerie, like a zoo. And I got love from these beautiful animals there in spirit, the pets. And they're just wanting you to know that when the day comes and you go home into the spirit world, they'll all be there, and I think you'll be overrun by them, but they'll all be there for you to greet you. And they thank you for the life you gave them.
Oh, it couldn't be better. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for calling, Patricia.
God bless, Patricia. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 805-564-1290. Actually, we're going to go to, I think, what's going to be our final call, and that is Pat in Santa Paula, I believe I'm correct on that. Thank you for calling, and you're on with Barry and John.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't even know what I want to ask. My niece just called in and told me. Who's laughing?
This is familiar.
That's Barry and John.
Oh, they're laughing at me?
Well, no. Because you don't have a specific question, which is perfectly all right.
Oh. Okay,
come on.
I'm having heart surgery on the 31st. That's Halloween.
Oh,
trick
okay.
or treat. And
what
I hope I get a treat. Just wondering how it's going. I just lost my mother.
Okay.
Right, okay.
And I want to know if she's okay.
All right. Well, they'll talk to you right now.
All right.
The question is that I'm getting coming back from the spirit world is, are you okay? Because quite clearly, for what I've got to hear, there's a celebration going on in spirit. And this whole thing is a thing that you've got to, it's very difficult because I've been in the same position as you.
Wait a minute.
You've got to embrace.
I can't hear a thing.
Okay, well, there's...
Did you want to go offline and I'll do it?
Are you able to hear the program on your radio or on the internet?
No, I don't have an internet and I don't have a radio.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll do what I can to translate for them. I mean, just because of the volume. I can't raise the volume anymore internally, so...
Okay, all right. So the thing was, spirit, the love coming from the spirit world was that it's not a worry about how mum is, it's how you are.
It's how you are. Not about mum, but how you are.
Because there's a celebration going on in spirit that she's back home.
And there's a celebration in spirit.
And though it's very difficult for us to accept that we've lost them.
And even though it's difficult for us to accept that we've lost them.
We should be celebrating mum's new body and new life.
Celebrate your mother's new body and new life.
Yeah, that's,
she now can move around very freely.
And she's moving around very freely.
She cannot believe what she's got there in spirit.
She can't believe what she has in spirit.
And that means loved ones and movement.
That's loved ones and movement.
And she's exploring. She's looking around.
And she's exploring and looking around.
She's learning how to fly.
She's learning how to fly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she's very curious about how this is done. She loves it.
And very curious and absolutely loves it.
And she's finding that coming back to the earth plane to visit is very simple, but...
Coming back to the earth plane to visit is simple, however...
However, she gets upset by seeing everybody grieve.
She's upset by people grieving.
Because she's trying to tell them, I'm alive.
She's trying to tell them she's alive.
And it wasn't a very easy end for her from the earth plane. It
was not an easy end for her on the earth plane ending.
But she was pleased to go.
She was pleased to go.
So she doesn't want anybody grieving over her.
So she doesn't want anybody grieving over her.
She wants everybody to remember that she had a good life, though it wasn't easy.
Remember, she had a good life, even though it wasn't easy.
And that now she's getting the reward that was promised.
And now she's getting the reward that was promised.
She's got a good sense of humor, because what she is saying...
A great sense of humor, and she is also saying...
You haven't got rid of me yet.
You haven't gotten rid of her yet. Okay.
So she's around, okay. And she's kissing lots of love.
She's there, and she's blowing you kisses of love. Okay?
Thank you.
Patricia, thank you so much for calling.
They don't have any word on my surgery, eh?
How about her surgery, real quickly?
But what Spirit is showing here, that is, unfortunately, it's not going to be easy.
Not easy.
But they say the outcome is going to be very good.
But the outcome is going to be very good.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Patricia, thank you, and our best to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye. Gentlemen, we have pretty much come to the end of our program. Thank you so much for your time and energy and kind words and words of encouragement and support to our listeners who have called in. And again, if they want to get a hold of either of you or both of you to have dual readings, if you will, BarryLeeMedium.com. BarryLeeMedium.com. We're linked to your website as well. And we look forward to having you back on the program after the first of the year to take more calls and talk more about the coming year of 2012 as we enter it and move through it nicely and calmly and with our heads held high. And
that's right. And dealing with it.
And feeling good and celebrating, laughing, and having a wonderful and joyous time.
Exactly.
So, gentlemen, thank you again.
You take care, and God bless you all.
Absolutely. I'm Richard Dugan, and this has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, and we are here giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. And we encourage you to get a hold of Barry and John Chapman at BarryLeeMedium.com. Again, we are linked at RichardDugan.com. We do stream live on the internet every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. at RichardDugan.com and NewsPress.com. And we encourage you to send us an email, Richard@RichardDugan.com. That's Richard@RichardDugan.com. And we look forward to our next series of guests as we head towards All Hallows Eve or whatever name you choose to give that day. And we'll also be talking with Beth McDonald as well on those topics as we are going to be talking with her on the 28th. Until next Saturday, this is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Until next Saturday, love to Lal.